Learning anxiety comes from being afraid to try something new, for fear that it will be too difficult, that we will look stupid in the attempt, or that we will have to part from old habits that had worked for us in the past. Welcome to the Learn to Code podcast. Today I would like to talk about learning anxiety. And well, I am learning Python at the moment. I've been learning for 5 days already. I am streaming my experience in YouTube. I'm going to post the link for the YouTube playlist there. And basically, I'm learning from my Udemy course. So I'm watching videos online and doing the exercises and coding in a REPL website, basically. In my last session yesterday, I was able to install Python locally on a Linux computer, and I've been executing some Python code there, and I even managed to install another tool called pip, which, funny enough, was a requirement for something else that I'm doing right now, and I'm writing a book. I still don't know what I'm going to write that book about, but I find pretty interesting to code an ebook, because ebooks are basically HTML files with CSS, and coding HTML is really fun. But anyway, I'm digressing again. Today, I may like to talk about learning anxiety, and this is a real thing. It happens to me all the time when I'm learning something new, and I tend to try to relate whenever I find something difficult or something new for that matter. I tend to go back to my old habits. In this case, is trying to relate whatever I'm learning on and relate it to SQL databases, because that's my comfort zone, especially now because I'm working as a data engineer. So SQL databases, I can do that all day. I don't feel anxious. Whatever comes that way, I think that I can just do it. And eventually, I get the hang of whatever task I'm doing. And I feel confident in that. So that's my comfort zone. So whenever I go outside the realm of databases, relational databases and whatnot, and I begin delving into programming in general, I don't feel that much confidence outside of that. And thankfully, thanks to my experience with Java, whenever I see object-oriented design or object-oriented programming, that's another one of my my comfort zones. Basically, object-oriented programming is my second comfort zone. And in the course that I'm watching right now, I don't see anything related to object-oriented programming besides using methods. And using methods is not really object-oriented programming, for that matter, just using it. I think that Python at the time is not difficult to do. It's been 2 years since I read or wrote anything related to Python, but this refresher on this course is really good. I believe that I've been learning way more than the first time I tried to learn Python. And although I think that the course is not really that deep, regarding the basic of programming themselves, the basic of programming is not really being explored here, but the basic for the Python syntax and getting the hang of it, I think I've been doing all the exercises, and I don't feel lost so far. So the last section was about installing Python, that I believe it was section 5. And funny enough, most courses take installation of the development environment pretty much at the start of the course. Let's say it's not the first chapter, it's going to be the second chapter or section of the course. But funny enough, there is a website called Rebel. I think it's pronounced that way because I don't know how do you pronounce that. But this website allows you to code Python on the web browser. So you can basically run Python on the web browser, and you even got this web-based IDE to work with, and it's pretty fun. Obviously, you're not supposed to just write code there and live there, but it's a really nice tool to try out a programming language without the need to actually install anything. And that's what I think that the author decided to go and do that and leave the installation of Python for later. Because most people leave courses at the start. And installing the software and not learning the programming language is a big deterrent, in my opinion. I think that many people abandon courses just because they got annoyed because they were not able to install a tool. And it happens to me all the time. How many times do you try to install something following a tutorial in Linux and you get stuck? And then you need to spend your willpower to go on. And if you decide that whatever you are going to get from that course is not really that important, well, you are just going to leave. You are not invested. You are starting the course and you are not really that invested in learning. And then you abandon the course. So this was a really important decision to move the installation of the development environment way deep into the course. And we are talking section 5. So I've been taking around, I believe it's been 6 or 7 hours already or more of course videos. And so I am really invested. At the time when yesterday I found myself stuck, I was already so invested with learning Python syntax, learning the programming fundamentals with Python 1, fundamentals of Python 2, and I was actually able to reach to the point of knowing what data structures were, how to use them, you know, your tuples, list, dictionaries, what are the other ones? There is sets. For example, and I was able to build some exercises, and it's pretty simple at the time. So I was really invested in learning Python already. So when I got stuck during the installation process, I didn't fall back to my comfort zone and go back coding SQL and making videos about that. I wasn't afraid anymore, and I said, you know what, I already invested in this, so I'm going to keep going. I'm going to Google around. I spent like an hour Googling, and I was able to troubleshoot my issue, and I was able to continue on. So going back to the subject of the episode, learning anxiety, let's recall that learning anxiety comes from being afraid to try something new for fear that it will be too difficult or that we are going to look stupid in the attempt. So how do we fix that? How do we cure learning anxiety? I don't remember the book that I read this from, but I think it comes, there is a quote that I really like, I believe. And I'm paraphrasing here, but I think it says something in the realms of fear is afraid of itself, which means that if you face or do whatever you are afraid of, the fear is going to go away. So basically, when you are afraid of something or you are tempted to go back to playing video games or watch YouTube or Netflix, and or read email instead of facing your task at hand or learning something, the cure for that is do whatever is making you do that. Whatever is making you go afraid and hide, well, you are going to get cured by doing the very same thing that is making you afraid or anxious. So if learning Python is making me anxious or afraid, well, I'm going to be doing that until I don't feel anxious anymore. So if you defeat the fear, you defeat the learning anxiety too. So don't be afraid to try something new. Don't be afraid to try something difficult. Don't be afraid that you will look stupid in the attempt, because even if nobody sees you, this if nobody's watching, even you are going to have this this fear anyway, because you are watching yourself failing. So that's more than enough. So I recommend that that you do whatever is making you feel anxious, and the anxiety is going to go away eventually. So it's going to be hard, because but just the initial part, when you get the hang of it, whenever you feel afraid, you are going to automatically just face your fear, and that's it. It's very difficult for me, because when my wife was still alive and still around, my anxiety didn't get the best of me, because I was fighting for her, for our family. Well, she's not around anymore, so I find very hard to motivate myself to do stuff. It is funny enough, because in one of the books that I think it was called 12 Rules for Life from Jordan B. Peterson, there is a chapter that is I'm paraphrasing again, but there is a chapter called "Treat Yourself as Somebody That You Are in Charge of or Taking Care of," something like that, which implies that we don't treat ourselves very well. But if you imagine that you are treating yourself as a third party, let's say, if I'm going to take care of my dog, and my dog needs to take a pill every single day in the morning, I'm going to make sure that that happens. But if you are in the same situation and you need to take a pill every morning, you are more likely to skip the pill, because you feel lazy, you feel you forgot. However, when you treat yourself like you are in charge of yourself as a third party, that means that you are treating yourself like, okay, so my name is Jorge. Well, I need to make sure that Jorge takes his pill every single day in the morning. If you do that, you are going to trick your brain. It sounds stupid, but it actually works. I try it. You are tricking your brain into taking care of somebody else. So that triggers something inside the mind of a male, of a man. And basically you go there, you pick up the pill, even if you don't feel like it, and you take it. I'm trying to exploit that for drinking only water, not putting sugar on anything, not using salt, and not consuming bread. And it's working wonders, actually, because I'm doing all those things imagining that I'm taking care of somebody else, and that whatever I decide to do, it's like how many times did you want that somebody in your family to just quit smoking, you know, because it's bad for their health or whatever. And I was a smoker myself way back, like 20 something years ago, and I started smoking one day and never went back to smoking. But I was really extreme back in the day. I mean, I am older now, so I don't have that willpower and determination to resist the urge, the need to go back. So I am older now, so my willpower is really low. But back in the day, I was an absolute beast, and whatever I say, it does. I was basically a dictator with my own body. Yeah. But now I'm older, I don't really have that much willpower, and I need to trick myself into doing stuff. That's why I'm talking about anxiety here. But the thing is, you can treat yourself too. You can say, you know what? I need to get up, turn on the computer, and instead of browsing Instagram or Twitter or whatever social network you're using for an hour and do nothing else, You can, you know what? I can just watch 1 hour of videos from this course that is teaching me something useful, you know? Or I am investing 1 hour of my time every day to write the book that I wanted to write since years past, you know? Whatever you want to do, or making just doing exercise, that's one thing that I haven't decided to do yet, starting exercise. Exercising to me, I did it all, I went to taekwondo, I did karate, I did boxing, I did just going to the gym, you know, running the treadmill, and I didn't feel like I was getting somewhere. So I felt stuck. I didn't got the ripped body, I didn't get I didn't even lose my belly fat really. And I got really frustrated with the entire idea of going to the gym. The moment I left going to the gym, I quit gym, I started getting really, really, really fat. And that's when it hits me. I was already in a good position. I just wasn't rep, basically. So, and I began growing fat really fast. And then, funny enough, in 2021, I was very overweight. I was close to the line of grossly obese, and overweight was leaving. I was leaving overweight to get into the next one. But starting this year, and after my wife passed away. I got back a little bit of determination, and I decided to stop putting sugar in everything. And I didn't buy any more cookies, any more candy, any more sweets. And I don't drink Coca-Cola or anything like that. I don't drink soft drinks, no. I used to drink a lot of Powerade and other energy drinks like Red Bull. I abandoned that. No more sugar. And just by cutting off sugar, I got under 100 kilograms. I don't know how much that is in American. But I am 100 kilograms right now, and I am overweight. So I'm not normal, but I'm getting there, I think. So, but the thing is, forcing yourself to do things is hard, but taking care of somebody else is easy. So treat yourself like you are talking to somebody else, let's say. Let's say, you know what, Jorge, today you are going to work half an hour, or you are going to hit the treadmill for 1 hour and you need to put a workout on the machine that is going to keep you thin or healthy or whatnot. And whenever I see a sweet or a cookie or a soft drink, I'm going to say no. Or may I say, you are not going to drink that. And you need to tell yourself that the next time you are going to put some sugar on your coffee. I don't drink coffee with sugar anymore. It tastes horrible, by the way, but I don't do it anymore. So, learning anxiety is pretty much something similar to overcome. You just need to say, you know what? It may be boring, maybe hard. It may be you look stupid, but let's be honest. Everybody looks stupid when they are starting to learn something. So it's not an issue. And so you tell yourself that as you are telling it to somebody else, basically a third party. And that's what is going to make you do stuff. For example, learning Python and writing a book, probably exercising. Yeah, that would be great. Well, I'm going to keep learning Python. I'm going to keep streaming the process. I'm going to post the playlist, the YouTube playlist in the description of this episode. And thank you for listening if you really are, and see you next time.